You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it's personal finance time, and we're taking a look at what to consider or questions to contemplate before you think of, or when you're thinking about retirement and your retirement planning. It's not enough to have a conversation with your financial advisor around this. There are other things you might want to look at before you make that big leap or make that big decision. I'm joined on the line by Devon Card, director at Crewe Invest, to take a look at this and try and make sense of this. Good evening, Devon. Lovely to speak to you again. Where do we start with these considerations? Obviously, the financial aspects of it, the financial advisor would have taken care of in the retirement planning conversations, and you'd be saving up for it. But what considerations do we often overlook and over or completely miss when we think about retirement planning?
So, Jimmy, I mean, obviously, there are a lot of questions that are centered around your finances, but some of the softer things that people often forget to consider are things like, you know, will I have a support group? You know, much like, you know, working at a corporate for 25, 30 years and then leaving is such a big, let's call it traumatic event. So is retirement. It's a big change, and it's crucial to have support around you. And more often than not, people don't consider this when they factor in, where am I going to live? Am I going to have loved ones around me? You know, is my place of worship nearby? Are there charitable groups nearby that, you know, I can get invested with and basically have that sense of community around you?
Devon, something that we do often consider beyond things like where we'll live is the retirement spending, right? So a lot of the post-retirement conversation comes down to a ratio of how much you must spend, or 4% of whatever earning you must spend per annum so that the funds last you a certain period of time. How do you navigate that spending side of it? Because once you do step out of the formal employment space and you haven't got, say, something on the side to keep you going, you are going to be dipping into those funds. How do you manage the spending conversation?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, people don't realize what kind of shift that is when you go through your whole life where someone's putting money in your bank account at the end of every month, and now all of a sudden that stops, and you've got to pull out from your hard-earned savings. And it's not a conversation that's had enough leading up to retirement. You know, there's a whole bunch of rule of thumbs that you can use, like 70% or 80% of your pre-retirement expenditure. But I think it goes a lot further than that. You know, it's really unpacking and understanding what kind of lifestyle do you want to live in your retirement, and then engaging with your financial advisor and, you know, testing that expenditure against what you've saved to see, okay, well, is it going to last long enough? And if it doesn't, do I need to take more risk in my investment portfolio to try and get a better return in order to afford me to live that lifestyle? And if I can't stomach that risk, then it's a case of, okay, well, what can we kind of give up for that? If I want to be a little bit more conservative, it means that I'm not going to get a good enough return in my portfolio to achieve the idealistic lifestyle that I want to live. What am I willing to sacrifice in order to make sure I can sleep comfortably at night, knowing that my funds are going to last the duration of my retirement?
You say duration of retirement, and obviously none of us know what the actual duration of that retirement is, but now we're being thrown a new curveball in life where we're seeing life expectancies of people increasing, not decreasing. So you're now being expected to live even longer. How is that affecting retirement planning, and how is that affecting the conversations that you should be having with your financial advisor to say, you know what, I'm actually pretty healthy at 60. We're not going to we'll be around beyond the 75-year standard kind of mark, and people are making it to 95, 100 years old, and now you've got an extra 20 years you need to plan for.
Yeah, gone are the days where you can just walk in and say, no, it's fine, my funds can run out at 75, I'm not going to last that long. You know, we, as you mentioned, we're seeing clients live well into their 90s and living active lives in their 90s. And I just want to touch on something. You know, we're talking about, you know, obviously living longer and medical expenses, and it kind of ties into that question around how much will I spend. And something people forget is that your medical aid expenditure doesn't increase by just inflation. You know, something you need to factor in over the 35, 40 years of your retirement. If you look back at what medical aid expenditures increased by, medical aids on average go up by about 3 to 4% above inflation. So that needs to be factored in to make sure that as you get older and you need to lean on your medical aid even more, you have that safety net of that hospital plan or a savings benefit in your medical aid as well to make sure you can cover those expenses.
Devin, something else that you touched on earlier was obviously when people make this retirement decision, you're thinking about some of your softer conversations like having a purpose. And I want to look at that. For some people, a purpose is starting a business. For some, it's pursuing a hobby. How does that then factor into the retirement conversation and the planning conversation? Should you then be starting your hobby earlier or your job, your side hustle earlier, and then potentially seeing if you can work that into some of your retirement goals? Or do you wait until you've retired? Obviously, some cases are being restricted by your employer, but how do you identify whether you want to work into retirement and whether that work is going to be for leisure or for actual income?
Yeah, And this is where we kind of really into that kind of softer touch on retirement planning. You know, whether it's for leisure or to generate an income, whether you need the income or not in your retirement, humans are not designed to sit still and retire and do nothing for 35 years. Having a purpose, a reason to wake up every morning, is probably the most important thing you can work out for your retirement. It's one of the questions we ask our soon-to-be retirees is, okay, well, let's plan out your week. Well, what does a typical week look like for you in retirement? And if you can't fill that week up with things that are going to get you out of bed in the morning, you know, formal retirement is probably not something you should be considering. So whether it's out of a need to generate an income, you know, then it's obviously a case of careful planning and setting up that business or having ideas before you retire, and potentially maybe utilizing some of your retirement capital to create that business. But that needs to be planned beforehand, or making sure that you're part of a community or have a clear idea of what hobby or purpose you want to have when you're in retirement. So you can really enjoy it and, you know, for want of a better word, not get bored in retirement.
The last thing you want to do is get bored in retirement. Devin, before I let you go, let's look at the aspect of the support and what you want to do. And I mean, for some people, retirement means getting to spend more time with family, getting to spend more time with loved ones, whether it's your children or your grandchildren or even your great-grandchildren. How do you plan for that? Because as the grandparent, not only do you have those little red strawberry sweets that nobody knows where you can get them from, but you do also find grandparents providing things like pocket money to grandkids, and those are financial outlays at the end of the day. How do you navigate that family side of it as well in the planning process, but also when you do have to accept that retirement is what's on the horizon?
Yeah, I want to say it's kind of two parts, this answer. So the first one, the most important thing is the budget. You know, so you mentioned, you know, pocket money, etc., for grandchildren. And more often than not, when people plan their budget, they don't think of these things. And, you know, if you're a grandmother or a grandfather, of course you want to spoil your grandchildren if you're fortunate enough to have them. And that needs to be factored into the budget. And we need to ascertain, okay, can your budget stand the stress test of, you know, birthday gifts, Christmas present, pocket money? And of course, if that's something you want to do, then we factor it in. And if we need to cut something from somewhere else, you see, it's all just about, you know, making informed decisions, you know, understanding that we can't have everything. It's if we want this, we might have to give up something else. And then on the family side, we see it a lot. You know, people will work, you know, in like a metropolitan city, for example, and have family nearby, and they've got their young family, and then they move to, you know, like somewhere else in the countryside because that's been their dream. And then, of course, they have that longing for their family, and they only see them on, you know, special holidays when people are able to travel. So before you decide where to live, it's just understanding what's important to me. Is being near family while my grandkids are growing up important? Then maybe it's a case of, okay, well, if we want to experience that countryside type of retirement, maybe we budget in a travel expense to have that holiday you know, a couple of weeks a year, and then at least majority of the time we can be near family and then the people that are important to us.
Very, very important considerations when thinking about your retirement, and some of these questions only you can answer. In fact, most of them only you can answer for yourselves. None of us can help with that, but financial advisors are there to help you plan for that, regardless of what your answers are. We'll leave it at that. Devon, thanks so much for those insights. Devon Card, Director at Crewe Invest, on the important questions to contemplate when you are thinking about your retirement planning.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.